our Ashes moment today as we count down to the series starting 15 days away, I'm going to take you back to 1994. Now, this was only a year after Shane Warne had bamboozled Mike Gatting and announced himself in the Ashes arena over there, but this is now at the MCG. And Warney claims an unbelievable hat-trick.
So six down for 91. Warne continuing. Oh, and hit the pad. Yes, he's got him. That's out. LBW. That hit the pad, and that is the end of De Freitas. Well, he's kept them so quiet. They've hardly scored a run off him, and now Warne has struck as well. Oh, and that's out. Caught behind. Yes, he's got him. Fast ball. Beautifully bowled by Warne. Got just pushing forward. A faint little touch there. It bounced a little bit. May have been off the glove or perhaps high on the bat. But that is the end of Gough. Two wickets in two balls. Well bowled.
Yes, he was on a reconnaissance mission there, Darren Gough. He went out searching. And straight into the gloves of Ian Healy. So Shane Warne is now on a hat-trick.
And he's caused some problems in the England dressing room. There'll be a bit of a scramble going on now in the dressing room. It's quite funny. As long as you're not the poor blighter who's having to scramble and get the pads on, I guess it is a bit funny, isn't it, Greg? You've seen the scramble.
There we go. Fleming took the last one. Merv Hughes before him.
Shane Warne, a great moment in his career. What a catch by David Boone.
David Boone takes the final catch off Devon Malcolm to give Warney his hat-trick at the MCG. Phil De Freitas went first, then Darren Gough, and then Devon Malcolm. Do you remember the imagery? There were six around the bat, and there was an enormous pause. They just kept changing their mind or making Devon Malcolm sweat it and sweat it and sweat it. That, by the way, was David Boone's 34th birthday. So it was Booney's birthday, and Warney ends up taking the first Ashes hat-trick for more than a century. It was absolutely amazing. Shane Warne said, "It was the quickest I've ever run, and I think I stuck my tongue in Booney's ear." Ian Botham said afterwards, he said, "I've seen Booney move pretty quickly at times, normally to get to the bar, but this catch was nothing but miraculous. Imagine Booney sat at the table when someone comes along and knocks his VB off the side. He moved so quickly to his right to get a hand under the ball, it was as if he was determined not only to catch his beer, but not to spill a drop either." An amazing, amazing, magical moment back in 1994 when Warney took a hat-trick in the Ashes. Incredible.